This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onishuk. Today we have two members of Nakusp Secondary School with us. We have Principal Peter Guida and a student entering her grade 12 year, Brody Raskob. Brody and several of her classmates from a social justice class initiated a project to repaint the local skate park, which had been vandalized with racist graffiti. So for Brody, what made you and the other students in the social justice class interested in repainting the skate park?
We all thought that actually putting something out into the world rather than just learning about it would create a bigger impact towards the matters that we painted. And it was a fun project that got our brains working in like a different way than what it would usually.
And what about just the whole idea of a social justice class? That was never something offered when I went to high school. What made you interested in taking that, and why do you think social justice is important?
I've always been a big activist for human rights and just people in general. So I think that's what really drew me to take the course. And I think it's a really helpful course because it lets people who might not be so open-minded about other people learn the differences between why you should be this way and why you shouldn't be the other way, or vice versa.
And I think one of the strengths from an administrative side is the teacher that was teaching the classes was incredibly calm and competent with the topics.
So, Peter, why do you think it's important for schools to offer courses like that?
Well, I think it's important for kids to have a sense of community. And I think offering a class like social justice provides kids with that bigger perspective than just what's in the brick and mortar building that we're in every day for 5 hours. You know, getting out and seeing issues not just, you know, in our own community, but also in British Columbia, in Canada, and around the world, gives kids a broader perspective for when they finally do leave to go to post-secondary. It's not a strange new world, but it's something they understand.
Yeah, it could be a big culture shock coming from an area like this, which isn't necessarily as diverse as a lot of the, you know, university cities in this country.
For sure.
Brody, how can having meaningful art around a city make a community a better place to live?
I think that art can be interpreted in a bunch of different ways, but having a strong message behind it in the first place allows it to have a stronger message when people interpret it however they choose. And I think that if we were just to go out there and do meaningless art, it would look pretty, but it's not as impactful and powerful and doesn't really make a difference.
And what were some of the artworks that you guys did there?
I had a friend do climate change or mental health awareness, self-confidence. The refugee crisis was one of them, clean water on reserve.
Do you and others from this class have any other ideas or anything else cooking, ideas to improve Nakusp in other ways?
We talked as a class about public gardens because food is inaccessible to a lot of people. So we thought that public gardens would be a good substitute for food stamps and stuff like that.
Yeah. Have you had students before, Peter, get involved with city council and things like this around the city?
Not here in the CASP. I've done that in other districts I've been involved in. We had students in a Soyuz look at water conservation. So actually getting people off, not metering, but just having their water systems controlled by one box and a computer, but actually being able to turn it on and off if it's raining or not raining so that we're not wasted. We were conserving water.
Cool. So I did want to focus mostly on the, you know, the positive end of the story, but like you told me earlier, unfortunately someone has since vandalized some of the work there. Brody, how do you not let, you know, someone trying to erase the good work you did there, like get you guys down and, you know, understand that you did do something good for the community, even if it not everybody received it well?
I got pretty upset when I found out about it, so that question's a little hard to answer, but I think knowing that at least some people saw the artwork before it got messed up and that not all of it got covered and shows that we still put an impact and that those people still had to look at it when they spray painted it, so they still saw the meaning and what the art was before they destroyed it, which kind of just shows the type of people that would do something like that they covered up this meaningful art piece.
Well, you're right, though. At least they got to look at it, and I'm sure it made them think. Is there plans to repaint that?
I'd like to repaint it next school year, if possible.
I can tell you as a principal, we're going to find a way to make sure that kids are going to go out and have an opportunity to redo this and do it in other places and do more public art, because we value it as a school community for sure.
No, it definitely should. It's a really cool idea. I just thought, and the best part about it to me was kids themselves taking the initiative to clean up the city rather than, you know,
although there was teacher support in the background, it was definitely student-driven activity and with the support of a local artist, Alex Marisik.
Yeah, that's the best part to me is, you know, you do have kids in this community that want to be a part of the community, especially around that age, you know, kids in high school, you know, not a lot stay connected to their community through those ages. They do when they're younger and they do when you're older, but to want to be involved at that age is really cool.
Absolutely.
Brody, like touching on what I just said, why are you interested in being a member of the community and why is that important to you?
I like seeing growth in our community and new perspectives brought to light. And I think that it's important to show stuff like this and be involved in your community because it's a community. So everyone should have a part in it. If we don't all have a part, then it doesn't community how it should community.
Exactly, right? Yeah. It's just a bunch of people living in the same area. You won't be really a community. What are your plans for after high school? Is social justice, activism, things that you're going to continue to do?
I'm not really sure. I know I want to go to school for something involving social justice. I'm just not really sure yet. I'm still making up my mind.
Okay. And Peter, just any final thoughts from you, just maybe about the social justice class or your
school?
Well,
I think that's just the social justice class. I think it's incredibly important for our community to see that our students are not just what we would consider a typical teenager, but they're actually involved in society. They're involved in the concerns in their own community. You know, we're trying to create well-rounded young men and women to go out into the world, and providing them opportunities like this allows the adults in our building, our community, to see that they can be that in the future.
Well, it certainly seems like you're on the right track for doing that. Brody, Peter, thanks for joining Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.